Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You hear the music. You heard him yesterday. He was pretty confident. Sean Marash of WFAN and CBS Radio joins the show. Sean, how'd it feel waking up this morning after that beatdown from the Astros?
It's been a roller coaster of emotions this morning. It didn't feel good. I'm on 4 hours of sleep and really ticked off, but we're right back on the horse, ready to beat Verlander and get this back to Houston.
They got all the plastic up in the visitors' locker room and the goggles on the lockers, and everything's good to go over there?
I would think everything's good to go, and I will tell you guys this. Look, I will be honest and admit I was wrong. I'm man enough to appear on this radio station and tell you I was wrong. However, that being said, you better handle your business with Verlander tonight, because if you wake up the Yankee bats and the Yankees wake up and beat Verlander, look out, because we're not going to Houston to come home empty-handed.
I've told Lopez that I'll be disappointed if the Astros don't get to pop bottles in Yankee Stadium. That is my number one thing. How disgusting would it be for you to have to watch the Houston Astros, who, let's be honest, y'all have developed quite a healthy amount of hate for the Astros.
Hate them.
Has it gotten to where you hate them in the moment more than you do the Red Sox?
They're right on par right now, because now they will have gotten in our way twice. Okay, this is by the way, you know, I know nobody in Houston cares about this. If and when the Astros finishes off, this will be the first decade basically ever Yankees have not won a World Series. So, yeah, for the Astros to have gotten in their way twice in this decade, absolutely. We hate those guys. Altuve's too short. Correa's a jerk. Bregman's a cheater. We hate them all. Hate them all.
On the cheating thing, I mean, the MLB came in and said absolutely not. Neither game was there anything. They had guys stationed in the locker room. Are people still kind of harping on that up there?
I'm sorry, I missed that question. The phone cut out.
Oh, I'm sorry. The MLB, Major League Baseball, came in and said they investigated everything. They had guys stationed in the dugout, and there was no possibility of any sign tipping or whistling or all that. Is everybody over that now in New York? Why is that still going on?
The tipping pitches. The real problem here is the Yankee bats. They've gone completely silent. The Yankees had finally built a well-rounded lineup that wasn't home run or nothing, and they've gone completely silent. The aces dominating. The Yankees have runners on all over with Cole and Verlander in those couple games. And when you get Greinke out as early as you did and you're facing the bullpen, the Yankees need to score. So, no. I think we're all here. You guys can all enjoy your little tipping pitches and continue to do that and try to find an edge. But I don't think that's really mattered now. It's come down to why can't the Yankees freaking hit? And they have all gone ice cold. And also, let's face it, the Astros have caught an enormous break here. The Yankee record with Giancarlo Stanton in the playoffs, 4-0. Now 0-3 without him.
You've been crapping on Giancarlo Stanton, calling him a bum all year.
And now
all of a sudden, Giancarlo Stanton's the difference in this series. I never thought I would see you resort to this low-level stuff. You're supposed to respect the game a little bit more. You've been crapping on him all year.
I don't respect anything. I'm a pathetic young man, okay? Okay, I'm pathetic. And all I'll say is this. Stanton makes the most money on this team. He is their biggest bopper. In games like this, where you saw it last night with the two home runs for the Astros, that makes would have been right in the middle of those situations. And if he struck out, yeah, I'd be the first one killing him. But the facts remain the facts. He had a monster home run in game one. Injury. They are undefeated in the postseason this year when Stanton plays, and now winless when he doesn't. His injury has absolutely crippled the middle of this Yankee order. He better be out there for him still to be on the roster.
Well, I mean, the last report was that he would be available for Game 5. Is that still the case?
From everything we're hoping and hearing is that Boone says yes. However, he wouldn't play him in the outfield, which means he'd have to DH, which would mean a major shakeup in the Yankee lineup. Would Encarnacion not play, or would Encarnacion go to first, DJ LeMahieu go to third, and Gio Urshela, who was so good for the Yankees all year, but now looks like a freaking little leaguer, would he not play? So the Yankees better figure something else out. But if Stanton remained on this roster to hog a spot, he better get his ass out there and hit a big home run tonight off Verlander. Let's go win the game.
All right, how about a little credit for the Astros here in clutch hitting? Because runners in scoring position has been the story of the series. Yankees aren't doing it. Astros aren't doing it that much better, but Carlos Correa is clutch. Altuve is setting the table with big hits. I mean, there's got to be some credit that the Yankees fans are going to be given to this team.
Yeah, I would say this is also ironic. Just looking at this, obviously, from a New York perspective up here, how about the fact that Carlos Correa gets injured, obviously out, the Astros go along their merry way. Now you have Correa hitting the bottom of that order. It's made the Astro lineup so much more balanced and scarier. It's hard to navigate if Correa's hitting seventh down there. He's come up with every big hit. It's absolutely killed the Yankees. They can't, two outs, they're giving up the big hit, and when they have two outs, they're not getting the big hit. So, again, I know the series is 3-1. The margin of error hasn't been that big, but that's been the difference in the world. And if I see Carlos Correa come up one more time in a big spot, I'm going to smash my remote through my TV.
Is pitching, starting pitching, the biggest problem for the Yankees? When people list like the problems, it seems like the lineup is stacked, and obviously you have had Stanton banged up a little bit. Is starting pitching a thing? And the only reason I bring this up is because I haven't seen the Yankees just go all in on somebody and throw money at him in a long time. And I just fear, it makes me sick to my stomach to imagine the thought of Gerrit Cole in pinstripes.
Yeah, it's a problem to an extent. They lost their ace at the beginning of the year, Luis Severino, who didn't pitch until 2 weeks left in September, and he's not stretched out enough, or he'd be able to go 6-7 innings. Tanaka is Tanaka. He's going to be great in the postseason. He was okay last night. And they lost Domingo Germán, who won 18 games for them because of being an idiot with domestic violence. He doesn't deserve to be back here anyway. They didn't anticipate all of that stuff happening. But, yeah, they got to go get an innings eater. You can't rely on analytics in the bullpen to come in the fifth inning. And Gerrit Cole has to be that guy. And Gerrit Cole doubly has to be that guy and not Strasburg or not Zach Wheeler, because you want to take him away from the Astros. Look around the American League. The Yankees' biggest obstacle are your freaking Astros getting in their way. They can handle the Red Sox. They can handle the Rays. They can handle the A's. There's nobody else that scares them in the AL but the Astros. Make them worse by overpaying Gerrit Cole and making sure he cannot say no.
CC Sabathia, I mean, there's a great pantheon of greats in Yankee history. Where does he fall? I saw the news today that they're taking him off the roster. So that's got to be it for him, huh?
Yeah, that's it for his career. And it was really sad to watch him walk off the mound like that. And frankly, he probably should not have been brought back this year anyway. He was done last year, but they needed another guy, fifth, sixth starter. And CeCe came back with one purpose in mind. He said, I know all these young guys, Glaber, Judge, Sanchez, et cetera, are going to win a World Series. I want them to win one when I'm here. So he came back all in for a World Series this year. To see him walk off the mound like that, obviously his body just cannot do it anymore, is absolutely devastating. But CeCe Sabathia, I would not be stunned if he is yet another number retired by the New York Yankees. When he came here in 2009, the Yankees had gone now 9 years without a World Series, which is a long time in Yankee land, and they had become stale. He brought fire. He brought passion. He became that edge pitcher they had been lacking for a long, long time, something that Mike Mussina wasn't, and he won a World Series and put the team on his back in 09 on the mound, at least, when they were just going three-man rotation. I love CeCe Sabathia. Yankee fans love CeCe Sabathia. The guy should have his number retired, but last night was just a Greek tragic ending for him.
Damn, number retired. My gosh, talk about getting in the moment, Sean. Jeez,
number retired. No, it's not in the moment. The guy,
I thought y'all had a higher standard
the
there. Now we're going to put CeCe Sabathia out there?
Look, if you actually look at the Yankee history is built on offense and big position players. DiMaggio, Mets, I don't have to list them all. You know it. The Yankees don't have a lot of all-time great pitchers. CeCe Sabathia, for the last 9 years, is one of the best pitchers in franchise history. He absolutely deserves his number retired.
Wow. All right, Sean. We gave you a chance. Sean Marash yesterday, WFAN, CBS Radio. Yesterday, you laid out the formula for the Yankees to win the series. That formula has been wiped away. Lay out the new formula for the Yankees to advance to the World Series.
I was just talking to my colleague, Chris, who's a big Yankee fan, and the formula sounds crazy, I know, but it's pretty much this. If the Astros win tonight, Verlander dominates. You expect that to happen. If the Yankees win tonight, it means they got the Verlander, and if they got the Verlander, it means the bats woke up. And if the bats woke up, Well, then all bets are off, because if you're going to save Gerrit Cole for Game 7, Yankees punished that bullpen, and then you get to Game 7, now you want to say Cole can silence them again, that's fine. To win that game, you'd have to hope Luis Severino unleashes it all, gives him 6-7 strong innings, and the Yankees find a way to win a game 3-2, 2-1, something like that in a Game 7. But I'm telling you, I know I'm sounding a little humbled. The Astros better win tonight. Don't wake up those Yankee bats and lose a game with Verlander on the mound, because they're not flying to Houston for no reason.
Yeah, okay. I don't think Verlander and Cole are planning to wake up any bats.
All right, Mraz, you're not as confident, but we'll hold you to that. We'll call tonight a must win just for you.
Enjoy Jersey Shore, Landry. Take care.
Oh, yeah. He and I at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Mraz was running his mouth. Imagine that.
Yeah.
And he said that he knew more about Jersey Shore than me. So
you called him to task?
Oh, I kicked his ass.
Really?
I kicked his ass in Jersey Shore trivia. He got completely schooled, and he was flabbergasted that some Texan took
Grapevine,
him to the woodshed,
Jersey Shore. The Grapevine, lanky dude from Grapevine is beating him on
Don't
Jersey
mess
Shore.
With me on Jersey Shore. Absolutely whooped up on him. But Game 5 tonight, 6 o'clock, first pitch, Justin Verlander on the mound. This is what you brought him here for, and you got to close it out. They got to pop bottles there. Also, this weekend, you're going to have the Texans and the Colts on Sunday. I like stacked sports weekends. Last weekend, we talked about the weekend, and we said, you know, this is probably the best sports weekend in Houston sports history, arguably. I don't want that this weekend. I want it tomorrow. I've got some stuff I need to do around the house. I want to.
You don't want to be worrying about the Astros.
I want to just relax. I want to get my apartment decorated and ready to go.
Got a pretty easy Longhorn win. You can just kind of chill.
Yep. And I just want to chill. And then I want to have a normal NFL Sunday where I watch the Texans and the Colts, and I get some breathing room between the Astros and the Nationals World Series. And I also get the comfort of knowing that Gerrit Cole is going to be on the mound game one Tuesday. Gerrit Cole versus probably Scherzer, Max Scherzer. Doesn't get much better than that. Or it could be Strasburg. I want that luxury. I want that feeling of knowing that the Astros are going to be in the World Series and not the stress. Because I'll say this, John. As great as yesterday's win was, and you can look at it and you can say it was lopsided, and you can say the Astros busted it wide open and told them bring it back. See what I did there, Figgy? It's still so stressful, man. Like, I felt like when Zach Greinke was out there, I felt like I was going to have a heart attack for 4 1/3 innings. And then
it didn't start out comfortable. That's for dang sure.
It's so stressful. And I, as much as I love it, I'm done with the Yankees. I'm done with them. Well, they're old news.
And
I'm through
with
them.
I want to say something about what Sean, you know, said about the Yankees bats need to wake up. When a bat is asleep, you kind of know that it's asleep and that they can wake up at any point, because maybe they're expanding the strike zone. Maybe, you know, they're getting some line drive outs. Maybe they're just, you know, having some bad calls here and there on a third strike or whatever, and they're pressing. And this isn't the bat sleeping, you know. Like, Yordan has a sleeping bat. You know, he's expanding the zone.
I would still start Diaz today, by the way.
Oh, I agree with you, but we know Yordan is in a slump. The Yankees are not in a slump. They're getting worked. They're getting beat. You know, there's a difference. There's a difference between, oh, the bats need to wake up. I mean, if you're just being generic about that, that's fine. But the Astros are beating those bats. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that these guys were tearing it up. I mean, they swept their last series. So Yordan is in a slump. His bat needs to wake up. He's doing bad things. It's in his head. He's expanding the zone. He's getting beat with the scouting report, et cetera, et cetera. He's had a couple bad breaks here and there with some line drives or whatever. But the Yankees are just getting beat. And that's why I'm confident tonight you're going to get your wish. I mean, I think the Yankees are going to be doing the old dog pile on the pitcher's mound in the middle of Yankee Stadium.
I mean, you can only empty the bullpen so much. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have Sexton go out there. It's a lefty, too. And the Astros, with all their right-handed bats, just I see them jumping all over him quick.
Yeah,
they're going to jump all over Sexton. And I don't know. I guess you empty out the bullpen. It's all hands on deck for Aaron Boone. But, I mean, my goodness, man. Like, at some point, you got to get 6 innings from a starter or something like that, right? Like,
right.
At some point, the bullpen's got to rest, especially with the next 3 days. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I think the Astros get all over it. I would start Aledmys Diaz at the DH and let Yordan come in once the righty comes in.
Right.
So just let him have a little bit of a rest. I think Aledmys Diaz, he's been an all-star before. He's had some big hits for the Astros. Mm-hmm. I want Diaz to start at DH today and just get Yordan a little bit of rest. That's my preference. we'll see what happens.
I think it's a solid argument. I think they're going to keep Yordan. They don't want to lose him for the World Series.
They won't lose him. I mean, what do you mean?
I mean, mentally. You know, like all of a sudden he really starts to press.
Oh, yeah, he might stop hitting.
He hadn't even played a full baseball season here in the big leagues.
So what?
I mean, it's all new to him.
I'm not saying ship him to AAA.
Well, they're not playing right now.
I mean, good Lord.
He'd be lonely.
I'm just saying. Maybe let Diaz get a look at Sexton. Let's look at his splits against Sexton. I'm sure Jeremy Branham's got that. Who, by the way, Jeremy Branham, damn good work yesterday. Brought a tear to my eye getting to drive around hearing you do your thing on the afternoon show. I think he's going to be back with them today. He's going to be back next week. The golden tones of Jeremy Branham will follow us. It is lunchtime here on In the Loop. It's the weekend of championship opportunity for the two biggest teams in town. 713-572-4610 if you want to bring the noise. Lunchtime's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.